boys and girls. There
hey,
we go.
The Paradise Soundboard will come to order today, January 11th, 2022. And if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Just a few items before we get started. The items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute any cell phones or any other things that might disturb the meeting. And the other couple of items that are on there, I'll leave to you to go ahead and read. Just a moment, please. I don't want to be one of the ones that disturbs the meeting.
That would be true.
Let the record reflect that all of the board members are present. Do we have any staff introductions?
Can we roll into the planning department?
Okay. I know Block is here, probably in the lobby. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items. Oh, wait a minute here. We'll get there. All right. This is period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and please step up to the table. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Do we have a motion for the minutes for December 28th?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for December 28th meeting with no changes.
We have a motion to approve the minutes of December 28th, 2021 with no changes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of agenda item agenda for January 11th, tonight, 2022.
Mr. Chair, make a motion for approval of the agenda for January 11th, 2022 with no polls, ads, or deletions.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for January 11th, 2022 with no holds, adds, or deletions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items?
None.
Guess not. Planning and zoning. Number one, UC 210703 Paradise 2, LLP, use permits for short-term, long-term lodging. Waiver development standards for reduced parking. Design review for a short-term, long-term lodging facility on 3.0 acres in the H1 Limited Resort and Apartment, AE 60 and AE 65 zone, generally located at the east side of Paradise Road and the west side of University Center Drive, 447 feet north of Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I'm Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here representing the proposed redeveloper of this site. The property is the Red Roof Inn, on Paradise. It's actually in very good shape, and the redevelopment in question is a change of use. That, because of that, although I brought a site plan that shows all of the landscaping and whatnot and the buildings, nothing really is changing substantially outside. The change is in the change of use, and what they're going to do in conjunction with that change of use. They have apparently been operating by the current owner, who will be being replaced by the new people making the new investment. They apparently been operating under the old rules that we've talked about on other occasions, where places only get licenses as motels, and then they rent to people who stay longer than motels, and the licensing people look the other way and stop charging room tax, and it's been very hit or miss in years past. The county has changed that so that if you're going to have longer-term occupancy, there is a category to do that, and that's the category these people are applying for. And I mentioned that they are going to make a substantial investment. For example, if they're going to have longer-term people there, they want to have better facilities, including these package installations of new kitchen facilities. They intend to invest over $1 million in that and changing out some furniture on the property. And then the marketing plan here is that what's happening in our community is that rents for apartments are going just sky high. And their feeling is that this can serve as, if not exactly apartments, the function of apartments for UNLV students who can't afford a, quote, real apartment anymore because the prices have gone up so much. So by making these modern and nice, and being right next to UNLV, I mean, I don't know, whatever the width of that street is, that's as far they get there. And that also is the explanation for the parking waiver, which is they're maintaining all the existing parking, and how that parking was developed over time, I think it probably had to do with when the law changed and required handicap in certain numbers, they lost some parking. But with the UNLV there as the market, people can walk. Every student doesn't need a car. And so that's the short version. Staff has recommended approval. The applicant accepts all the conditions recommended. I do want to elaborate on one condition. The public works condition struck the applicant as rather vague. Which is to say, it could be read to say, do whatever we want you to do and do it promptly. And so we felt it would be better if we knew what we were agreeing to. So the architect prepared an example of what that is really intended to say, which I'm going to leave behind for staff. I'll leave two copies, one for you and one for Public Works, so that when we get to the next level, we'll know what it is we're agreeing to. So just a second here. I have the one that has the right drawing on it. Yes. It's a matter of knowing what direction north is. What Public Works is really asking for is a construction easement for the upcoming widening of Paradise. They apparently don't actually need any of the land on this property. But we're going to make sure this is in the record to show what they really want, which is construction easements here, which might I can see it requiring something like replacing the landscaping or something else when they pile up their dirt on the edge of the street. But that condition of Public Works that reads like something that could be really onerous is straightforward. This is what the architect took the legal descriptions and. It's basically a construction easement, and they're going to agree to it. They will. They have agreed to it, actually. So I thought that required maybe a little bit of explanation of what's going on. But whatever Public Works needs, they just did think they needed to make sure that Paradise wasn't going to get two lanes wider and have to take down a building or something. And so we did kind of insist on showing what we thought we were agreeing to. But having said that, the applicant, the new buyer, has agreed to the conditions and has read them thoroughly, I believe, and accepts. And we would ask that you follow the staff recommendation of approval.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
If there's no comments or questions, I'd
like
a motion to approve subject to staff
conditions. We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, and thanks to your secretary for having been willing to ask you to trail this matter so that I wouldn't have to race over here from Spring Valley. But as I was telling everyone, if you see the lights come on behind you and you turn yours off, they think you took a side street. They don't get you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Item number two, UC 210705, Schwartz Val LLC use permit for a supper club and service bar in conjunction with this existing restaurant, Fuka Lounge, with outside dining in an office warehouse facility on 2.0 acres in M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located north side of Bell Drive and the east side of Arville Street within Paradise.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Nathan Taylor, 8414 West Farm Road, representing the applicant. I'll be brief. Staff's recommended approval. Was it on?
Push it up.
Staff's recommended approval, and we would ask that you follow staff's recommendation. We accept all the conditions. This is an existing restaurant in Hookah. We're just changing it to a supper club use, so no change in the way the restaurant looks. We're just adding the supper club use. So with that, again, I'd ask for your approval based on staff's recommendation.
Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions from the board, I'd like to make a motion for approval subject to staff's conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, you can speak. Those are these.
Thank you.
Item number three, UC 210717, Stephanie Industrial Park LLC et al. And Molly Properties LLC use permit for a health club in conjunction with an existing office and warehouse building on a portion of a 7.2 acre site in M1 light manufacturing zone. Generally located on the south side of Hacienda Avenue, 770 feet west of Arville Street within Paradise.
Mr. Chairman, board members, Nathan Taylor, 8414 West Farm Road, representing the applicant. I'll be brief. We accept the staff's conditions, and we have asked that you follow staff's recommendation for approval. This is an M1, and even though it's going to be a health club with yoga and fitness type things, since it's an M1, we're required to have a special use permit. So with that, we would just ask that you approve and follow staff's recommendations. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. If no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck.
You want the drawing for the next step?
Number seven, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the table, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by the board by majority vote. I don't see anyone. Next meeting is January 25th, 2022. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
We have a motion to adjourn our meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.